Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Hilchos Shabbos. Learning Klal Gimel, and we're learning Simen Chavov. And the Chayyadim introduced the concern of Hashmos Kol, which there constitutes a Zilus of the Shabbos. So there's a Machlokes. This issue of Rechayim is the problem, just the Marasayan concern, that the Zilus, the noise, draws attention and therefore creates a marasayin, or there's the secondary concern of the fact that the degradation of the Shabbos, it's a disparagement to Shabbos to have such activities taking place. So we are choshes, the Chayyadim says, a pshara, that in the case of Pseida, we ignore the concern of the Zilus of the Shabbos alone, we're only worried about the marasayin, so we can avoid the marasayin, it's mutter. In a case where it's not a significant loss, one should be concerned about the Zilus of the Shabbos. So therefore, the person can assume that you have a gardener who comes to do work. Nowadays, gardeners are clearly cases of kablonos. They have a contract. They have responsibility to take care of the lawn. They're not even necessarily told when to do it. So there's no marasayin them saying that they told you to do it on Shabbos. They come on their own time schedule, and they do their thing. So there's no marasayin that he says chir yom. People know that it's become known as that's the derech. But on the other hand, having these guys mowing the lawn and making all this noise, etc., on Shabbos is clearly a zilus of the Shabbos. It's something which is degrading to Shabbos. So one cannot have that take place. You have a contractor, which is you have a person building a building. So there's going to be zilus of the Shabbos issue. When the concern is only Zilus of the Shabbos, there's no other concerns. So if it's Chus Tchum and there's no Jews around, so it's not nobody's witnessing this degradation of Shabbos, it's not going to be problematic. And the Poskim assume that we can extend this issue to not even with even a case where it's not a non-Jew making the noise, but leaving very noisy machines running on their own, even though there's no non-Jew involved at all, that the Rechayim is problematic, even if it's just running automatically without any other individuals involved. So Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg wants to apply that to leaving a noisy dryer running from Erev Shabbos going into Shabbos. There would potentially be a Zilus of the Shabbos. You have this loud machine going bang, 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 bang going into Shabbos. That would be inappropriate, because there's a degradation to Shabbos. So this has applications beyond the concern of a Miralakum non-Jew situation. Okay, now, he says, Imloshe Hisker the Nochri. So if you rent the mill out to a non-Jew, and he has rented it, so he's not working for the Jew at all, he is paying a fee to use the property, but it's his problem. Now he has the right to use the property, so there's no zilus of the Shabbos. If that's known, there's no zilus of the Shabbos because the goy is running a factory in Shabbos. That's the goy's business. That's part of the reality we live in, that the goy is to work on Shabbos. V'merechayim shal nachri, shita dein lochush. If the actual mill belongs to a non-Jew, so it's a Jew's flour being ground, so that the miller has this building, he's able to mill, the people bring their grain there, and he mills it for the customer. So he's doing it for the Jew, but he's doing it on his own schedule. So the non-Jew is working for himself, processing things for the Jew, for his customers. So he's given a job to do. He's a Kaplan. He's not paid by the hour. He's paid to grind X amounts of grain. So that's mutter. However, the Jew can't be there overseeing the process, because it looks like he's telling the goy what to do, etc. So the goy in that situation looks like the shliach of the Jew, which is going to be problematic. Now, L'tzarach HaPesach, Mutar L'Yisrael L'Yisrael Emet Shom L'Yisrael Shal Yishchametz. But we need to have somebody there overseeing it to make sure that when we're preparing the grain for Pesach, that we need to keep an eye on it, make sure that there's no water that gets near it. So in that situation, the Jew is allowed to be there. He's afraid that the non-Jew will steal some of the grain for himself. So he wants to put a Jewish shermer there to watch out, make sure nothing is taken inappropriately. That's mutar b'vatshal yadaber imay b'shem esek. But if they engage in conversation, it looks like the non-Jew is working for the Jew. But if the Jew is basically just sitting there quietly off to the side, it's clear that he's just overseeing the process, but he is not giving any directive to the non-Jew, so it's not going to be a problem. One last point I want to clarify over here, which we'll do in the next year, is is there a halachic problem of putting the Marasayan? We said one of the Marasayans is that engaging the non-Jew. One of the Marasayans is potentially people might hear this thing running, and people will think that you put grain into the hopper on Shabbos. So a person puts grain into a hopper on Shabbos, what malacha is he doing? Is that considered that he's doing the malacha of grinding? The machine is doing it, he's just arranging it to get to the machine. Is that considered a grama? Is that considered or is that considered his actual maisa? So we'll touch on that a little bit just to clarify those points in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.